So, everyone, please welcome Nicholas Wellinger. Thank you.
So, thank you very much also for waking up and coming here so early. And so, thanks to the video team, I can say a quick hi to those following at home. So, a quick way of introduction before I get on with the talk. So I've got a foot in both upstream and the Debian packaging teams, and also the Mero team in Ubuntu. So, I'm a volunteer with the SIL NGO, and also contribute to the Open Font Library. So, upstream fonts and packaging them and handling related stuff. So, on we go. Was it doing? Right. So, this is just the welcome page of the team. I'm just going to do a quick overview of what we're doing, and then move on to things that impact the rest of the community. So, the aim is really to we had a lot of maintainers taking care of various fonts. We wanted at some point to get a team together to work, to exchange tips, and to co-maintain packages. So you'll find more information on that site. We're using the Elliott resource, so big thank you to those who maintain that and help keep it running. We're still not a very formal team, but we managed to do quite a few things already. We have close to 1,000 change sets in the packaging repository. Quite a few fonts we also package. There are still a few that are in the pipeline. And many of these packages are team maintained, so we try and work together. We had a meetup at the DebConf in Edinburgh to discuss things, and so we're making progress. So we're also working with upstream to advocate better ways of releasing tarballs and checking the metadata. And we have this thing, which you might have seen. It's a script that analyzes the whole archive every week to find out every package containing something that resembles a font, and then extracting all the useful information for the maintainers. And we also have some meta packages running. So this is an overview of the review that ran just this morning at early in the morning. So you can see it has a big list of packages that contain fonts. So you can look this up and see if your packages have a font, or if it's duplicated, or things like that. It's a useful resource. This comes from the work of Miriam Ruiz from the games team. She wanted to have good fonts for the games she was packaging, so she came up with that script, and we improved it as part of the team to actually serve the whole Debian community and beyond that as well. So, I don't know about you, but I only speak languages that use the Latin script. But that's not the case in the Debian community. We go much further than that, so we also have to take into account these needs. If we take a step back, is it really all that important? People involved in the translation and internationalization will say yes, but many designers and many people producing the fonts really focus on the Latin script. So there's efforts to be done there. We really have to realize that letters are like the interface to knowledge. If they just appear as shapes on a screen and don't mean anything to you, they're useless. You're really stuck. This is just a quick overview of a crazy map of the various alphabets around the world. I don't think we have coverage for all that yet, but hopefully one day. So why do we actually need fonts that are under DFSG compliant licensing? We need to be able to fix them. We need to be able to extend them. Sometimes a language minority or a language community will just use a variation of an existing script, and so you take something else, you just make the variation instead of starting from scratch. And getting more of these fonts in will obviously allow more languages to be activated by default in the installer, and getting more translators to take care of the messaging catalogs, and yeah, more internationalization. This is going to be having an impact on world literacy and access to knowledge. So, there's going to be key challenges to face for each font, for each rendering system that is enabling one particular script. You need to... Just moving here. Does it exist? Is it good enough? Is it complete? Does it cover the real set? How well does it work? Especially for complex scripts and things where you have contextualization. Is the quality in the eyes of the people actually using the script good enough? And how easy is it for people with a low income, no university degree to actually get to these resources? It's a hard thing to do, a good font. And you want quality, and you want to be able to access it. So the work done within the team has impact within other teams in Debian. For Lenny, we got a number of extra fonts. And we're also having good impact on the wider Flask communities. Other distros have started font teams as well, and we're really making progress. So, like I say, new language packs extending the language communities enjoying Debian. I don't know if you've heard, maybe you've heard about that. Christian Perrier was involved with a sub project with the Dzongkha community, people in Bhutan. So that's a good success story of getting an open font that enables the rest of the stack to work. And then it's there, localization can happen. It's really the start. And then there are rendering stack packages, like things that Daniel and others maintain, that work well with these smart fonts. Just quick overview of the licensing model that was recommended as part of the community. I'll just skip over that. You can ask me later about the licensing model itself, but it finds the right nexus between our free software values and engaging designers to actually release fonts. So at this stage, we've got over 100 fonts. They're listed on this, most of them at least, listed on this Unicode resource guide. So if you're looking for a font for a funky language that isn't yet in the archive, it's probably going to be there. I'll skip over that. Now going back to the team itself, so we've got a growing list of people. Some prestigious Debian developers have joined. Like always, some are more active than others, but... just wanted to give a quick thank you and kudos to Christian for actually driving the creation of the team. Various people joined afterwards. Initially, there was a separate team on Elliot also focusing on fonts, and we merged. And then Miriam, obviously, for the review script. Paul Wise has been doing lots of great advocacy to upstreams and working also on improving the review script and mentoring new people coming in, like me. And then Daniel for his sponsoring, Leo for the Hebrew fonts, Fidon for various Greek fonts, Idiki for the Japanese fonts, the Deja Vu, which is now the default on the desktop, is also packaged by Davide, and then Holger has been also joining and helping, so thank you. And the good thing I want to stress also is that people are getting interested in fonts on the derivative side, and then joining the upstream Debian team. So Arne Gatze from Ubuntu has been upstream of various Chinese fonts, and he's also joined and helped with the Debian team. And then there's Nesky Manuel, who has been working on getting Canadian Aboriginal fonts released and also joined the team. So it's good when people come back upstream and they help. So that's all good and well, but what about my own use of fonts, your own use of fonts on your box? Maybe you've seen the Debade article about a very nice terminal font called Inconsolata. I would encourage you to try it out. It's really nice. It's been made by Raph Levien and funded by the Tech User Fund. So, and then there's a GNOME specimen to compare your fonts. Font Matrix allows you to do sets of fonts and activate them. Fonty Pythons, and there's also work on exposing the UI to do funky things with font config as well. So this is all in the archive, but the font config UI is still under development. If you actually want to go beyond and try and extend fonts, create new ones or fix existing ones, then there's a meta package that you can install. It's called the Open Font Design Toolkit. Not exactly original as a name, but there you go. You just grab that and it pulls in all the good stuff that allows you to do font design. And then some fonts are starting to be hosted on in revision control, so you can branch them. FontForge is the main tool to do font design and has been growing quite fast, adding all the cool technology like Spyro, which is a new curve system, Cairo, Pango, and so on. And it's all scriptable and has integration with a library that I'll mention later on. So you can just do an open, and it will fetch the various open fonts from the web directly. So just a quick shot of the latest version of FontForge from the repository. And now, a quick call to help. As a Debian developer or maintainer or just a Debian user, you can help us. So obviously using fonts, spending some time finding a font that's already in the archive that you like. Advocating, if you know upstreams that release fonts, then you can advocate. We provide resources for that. You could join the team. You could hack on the toolkit itself, release the stuff that you play with. And then there's also in the Debian fonts team repository, there's a standard VCS branch that you could use as a template for people releasing their fonts with extended sources. And you can also use the font review to fix bugs, because we have many packages that have duplicated fonts, like Vera is in lots of packages. So we would gain on the archive size, and yeah. And sometimes even restricted fonts have slipped in, so it'd be useful to have your help also in getting those fixed. Metadata and so on. If you find an open font that we haven't heard about, also you can give us a shout. So the wider open font community, like I said, the distros have started also to focus on fonts. It's been long ignored as it works enough with a small family. We don't need all these new fonts, but slowly. Awareness is rising of the bigger needs. there's a planet where you can find various feeds of people in the open font community. There's great work being done by Fedora also on packaging the same stuff on their side. So we're working with them. There's the Unifont resources that I mentioned earlier. And you have campaign material. Campaign, right. Fedora. Some of the challenges, hopefully, for the future, we'll look into what Ubuntu is starting to do is storing actual branches of the tables themselves, not just the packaging. We'll see about that. And then improving also the mapping of language packs and fonts. MIME type integration, that's all underway, but if someone is aware of the FOMA, this magical bundle of Perl scripts, and want to help maintain it, would be really grateful. Or if you could find or write a replacement, that would be great. We are looking into adding policy-related things, also to get better quality of the packaging. And one thing, it's I don't know how many of you are aware of it, but the beautiful lettering of our logo is still using a restricted font, so it might be something to tackle in this release cycle. Commissioning a new font or getting the old one freed up or something. Other distributions have managed to use an open font for their logo lettering, so we can do it too, I guess. So, and also on the upstream side, having a core set of fonts on the free desktop specification would be also a useful thing to have. So going back to these advocacy resources, various people in the community have joined to recommend the licensing model. So if you know an upstream and you need a formal letter, this is good because it has the support of the biggest community from GNOME to KDE to Free Software Foundation. So very soon there is going to be a launch of the of the Open Font Library. We're also looking at the role of fonts in embedded platforms, places where Debian is ported also. I just had a chat with the guy from OpenMoko also about fonts that they sync from the archive. The DTTP descriptions could be done also for fonts, making them easier to find. And we have folks from OSP also who organize collaborative type workshops. So this is something that we're looking at also, getting more people interested in actually fixing the fonts or creating new ones, extending them, so we can package them. So this is a very nice resource also from OSP. This is listed on the planet, so you can track that from your RSS feed if you want. This is an example that of a type workshop that we contributed to that happened as part of the LibreGraphics meeting in Poland last year. So we're hoping to do some of these this year too. Right. The future interface of the Open Font Library. So get, share, remix. We get a beautiful triple verb. We're really hoping that this is going to be a resource that brings in more good fonts for all Debian users to enjoy, and beyond also for the community. So we already have more than 100 fonts, as I mentioned, on there. And that's about it for me. Any questions? Oh. So Deforma is the Debian font manager. I think it's been orphaned for a good while, and it's doing some, as far as I know, it's doing some things for applications that are not font config aware. So it's writing a bunch of symlinks for the place. It's used by many of the packages. As far as it being needed in the future, as most apps move to font config, I'm not sure. So there's a...
So that could be a useful
hopefully in this cycle, we'll have a replacement, or font config will do the things that Deforma was doing in the background. So, but mainly it's for... I think at some point it was doing things for the tech engine, but the new generation tech engines can use... TrueType and OpenType fonts directly too, so. But well, something that we can look into.
Are the slides coming on internet? Will the slides come on internet?
Yeah. They will be through the fonts on the
website. Yeah, there are a couple of links to more resources. Yeah. No.
The video is also coming
in. Just to deal with LaTeX and TTF fonts and stuff, and you kind of answered it.
Yeah.
You said
the
LaTeX.
Yeah, so there's PDF Tech and ZTeX as a XETE key. Oh, well, it's a key actually, but that can directly use via font config that can declare usual fonts on your system. So, yeah, That's good. It's I believe it's already in the archive. And so the team has been in existence for a few years now, and we're getting more people in, getting more collaboration with the other teams, and with Upstream, I think we're well on our way. We've got the licensing layer, we've got the energy to to package most of the things that come out, and we're hoping to be the ones also to produce open fonts as well. So, any more questions?
What would you say are the biggest shortcomings at the moment of font coverage?
There are still quite a few blocks that are not covered. There's work being done on enabling the smart font engines for complex scripts. That's still underway. That's quite hard to do. So if you're just using the Latin script, then you have enough choice, I think. But sometimes for one language community, you're lucky if you have one font. We are looking also at making something similar to what Christian Perrier has on the internationalization side, having some kind of map that would per language pack also have a indication of the fonts that are close. I mean, if you go to the font review, you will see there is a script that gives you coverage of each font from the Unicode block. So it's a way of seeing that, but otherwise it's a hard question to answer. But yeah. Depending on your perspective, if you're really close to one language and there's nothing, then you will say this is useless. But it's yeah. There's going to be a 2.7 release very soon, I think, with lots of goodies in it. Hoping to test that, and then Nicolas from the from the Fedora side has been doing lots of good work also on the font config parameters for each font, something that we're hoping to reuse and work together between the distros. So lots of great ideas to pick from Fedora. Too. Any more comments, questions?
I probably just didn't catch up on all the reading I needed to do, but what is the status of the licensing with the liberation? I remember initially there was a question about that.
Yeah, so that's being fixed. We discussed with the various Red Hat people about the problems that they had with their extra exception to the GPL, and they're looking into fixing that. And there was also metadata bugs, like the description, the fonts have binary fields where you can say this is the license, this is the author, this is the foundry, and have a link. The fonts that they received from a sender, this company that did the work and was commissioned to do the work, left a paragraph saying that this is the license, but some kind of circular thing where the license is the license that you receive, or something like that. So this needs to be fixed. But the Red Hat guy are quite positive about it. And same thing for the Droid font for the Google Android platform. They're also fixing the metadata and looking at better models, so it can be also used outside of this environment.
The liberation problem was that Red Hat modified the GPL and called it a modified GPL, which is not allowed. And modify the GPL and call it FUBAR, but not modify GPL. And that's fixed.
Yeah, it's in the archive now. But,
That's it. We're out of time.
Thank you.
I suppose you can also.